the attorney for the affected persons, and attached, and it's sent to the state attorney, and it's attached is it to it are written submissions from the honourable member Malema MP, and it's a written statement on behalf.
Can you hear me, honourable problem? With sound? Can you hear me, honourable members and our leaders?
Yes, so we can hear you, Chair, but we can't hear from the house. Thank you.
Okay. Can you please fix the problem so that we may proceed?
We can't hear.
Yeah, but that's I'm feeling out fine there. So if they can hear me anyway, then I'm fine. If they're not hearing me, it's something they need to sort out on their side.
Who's that?
Whoever. See, I don't know who's talking. Who's not hearing?
No, when we speak here,
we can't hear on the platform.
On the platform.
Yeah, someone muted us, so that's why.
Okay. Some,
you are muted.
Yeah, someone muted us. Please don't mute us. On Zoom. Yeah.
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 The chair, can you hear me now? Chair?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, so chair, perhaps I should continue. At 7:36 a.m. that's this morning, a letter arrived from Ian Levitt's attorneys, that's Ms. Kupida of the firm, Ian Levitt, and was sent to the state attorney, and then there were various other persons CC'd, myself, the legal advisor, to Poland, etc. And attached to the letter, was a document in Word from which consisted of a written statement on behalf of the charged members of Parliament, and it was signed by J.S. Malema MP, and it's dated 21 November 2023. And the effect of the email from Ian Levitt's attorneys is that this written statement on behalf of the charged members of Parliament by Mr. Malema, Honourable Member Malema, ought to be taken into account by the committee before the committee makes a decision on guilt or otherwise. It doesn't deal with sanction at all. And so perhaps I should just read a couple of the paragraphs, it's 14 pages. And paragraph 1 said, this is a statement on behalf of the economic freedom fighters and its 6 members of Parliament who have all been separately served with charges that are identical. And then they quote the charges. Members. He says, on the evidence presented to the committee, 29.1. There was a peaceful protest. Violence emanated from the speaker. Some of the members who assaulted EFF members carried guns on them. 29.2. No case was made out that the conduct and issue amounted to misconduct as per the charges. No case was made out about the threats experienced by the speaker, the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces, and the president. No case was made out that he had breached the rules. And the conclusion in paragraph 50 from Mr. Malete is, we submit that the committee should find the EFF not guilty on the evidence presented and on the common cause facts. Signed, Julius Malema, MP, and that's page 14. And in the body of the document, the thrust of it is twofold. One is, the video wasn't authenticated, and two, there was no evidence that the president, the speaker, or anybody else felt threatened, and that all effectively that they were doing in storming onto the stage at the time they did was to exercise their constitutional right to freedom of expression and freedom of association by protesting with placards in the way that they wanted to against the president and the various aspects that they claim vitiated the president's ability to talk neutrally to them, including, for example, what they would call the Palapala saga. So, Chair, the two issues that I wish to raise. First, the document came in this morning at 7:36 a.m., and the Chair, you will recall, and the committee members will recall, that yesterday there was a request from the attorneys, the Endeavour attorneys, to make written submission by close of business yesterday. That request was rejected, and the committee went on to consider the matter and decided in the committee's, within the committee's power, that the six different members were guilty of the charge that was put to them. And we will submit that the Latin tag functus officio applies. In other words, once you made your decision, once the committee made its decision, it was the end of the matter on the question of guilt or innocence. And it was too late after that for anyone to come along and say, well, we shouldn't be found guilty for this and that reason. It's too late. That's the first submission. So this committee's functus. But secondly, and in any event, if one has regard to the submissions made on behalf of the six affected members, the submission from the initiator is they have no merit. It cannot be suggested that freedom of expression under the Constitution or freedom of association under the Constitution includes the kind of conduct which was displayed during the Sonar 2023, as the Secretary to the National Assembly explained. It was abrupt, it was storm, it was unauthorized, and it was clearly, objectively seen as a threat. It didn't, and to the extent that any person felt or didn't feel that it was a threat is irrelevant. It's an objective inquiry, as I argued yesterday, and as this committee accepted, the conduct clearly violated those provisions of Section 7 of the Powers Act, as well as the various rules that are contained in the charge sheet, and there's nothing in this written statement that we would submit has any effect on the question of the charges and the question of the cogency of the evidence that led to the charges being upheld. So we'd say for those two reasons, the committee, as it must do, get on with the question of sanction, and the Chair, you will recall that I argued sanction yesterday, and from our side, from the initiator's side, there's nothing further to say other than the committee may now, or has a duty to get on with what you, Chair, directed, which is to get on with consideration of sanction. I'm available to answer any questions on sanction to supplement my submission that I made yesterday, but I stand by those submissions, which were based on the various provisions contained within Section 12, Sub 5 of the Powers Act. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Initiator. I wanted us to be clear where the letter comes from, who's writing to us, because my understanding is that on the 20th of November, us stayed out and utter words that they can't sit before us as we are the Kangan court, and the legal team was also instructed to leave by these affected members. So I don't know from the members of the committee, here's the letter before I'm chairing the meeting, but I'm just highlighting that maybe we might have forgotten about what happened on Monday. So that honorable members, can you make some inputs? You are not discussing what is in the letter, about the letter itself. We have received this letter. The parliament, our legal team from the parliament, has received this letter. So they are bringing it for our attention. What is your view on this matter, so that we can be able to proceed? Thank you. Please assist me by a lift of hands from honorable members.
Dr. Lodrit, the Deputy Whip of the Conservative Party, and Ms. Tarama, thank you.
In that order, Dr. Lodrit.
Thank you, Chairperson. You are quite correct. We cannot now entertain the letters, the merits thereof, as this is a process that is ongoing now. There was a decision taken. We are now at the point of discussing the sanctions. And I would also say that in any way entertaining or allowing this letter to be discussed now would in fact be unprocedural, and I'll even go so far as to say irregular. So a decision was taken by the affected members to withdraw. They walked out. And this is where we are, and I would not propose that we in any way entertain the letter, but proceed with a discussion on the sanctions. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Lifrit. Deputy Chief Whip.
Thank you very much, Honourable Chairperson. Good morning to everyone on the platform, and also our initiator and those in S12A. Honourable Chair, I just want also to echo the sentiments by my colleague, Honourable Lodrit, saying that you started with the hearing on Monday. We were all here in the meeting when they decided, insulted us, they decided to withdraw and also throw their legal team. So we are not going back, Honourable Chair. We have passed that stage. We are here now. Discussing, we will take a decision in their absence, of course, because they elected themselves to leave the meeting, the hearing, calling all sorts of names. So we are not going back, Honorable Chair, we have passed that stage. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Deputy Chief. Honorable Tama.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think this is so surprising that you'll be receiving letters except having said that, which is also indicating what the outcomes must be of the committee, which we have not even arrived at. Really, I don't want to say this letter is blasphemy to us, and I think I told the other colleagues that we have taken a decision and we are proceeding accordingly as per your guidance, Chair. This letter, indeed, as it is outlined to us here, Chair, I think it doesn't serve a purpose for now. We are having duty to do, and we are assigned with task, which we are ready to do as we proceed. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Do you have any other hands? This was only thank you, honourable members and honourable members and the advocate country for the advice. In brief, we can't have predetermined outcomes before the committee exercises its mind. So I will not allow the members of the committee to exercise its mind our initiator, as I have indicated, and we can't go back. I believe we need to respect each other. This process is a formal and legal process. I believe we need to take ourselves serious and also to consider the rules of the House. So, in that order, we'll be proceeding. The letter is for noting because indeed we have passed that stage. I will now invite hands, honorable members. Thank you.
No, thanks, Gonna Chaperson. Chaperson, let me start by welcoming the school advice which we have received from the initiative. I think then Chaperson, I am choosing the correct word for subject to guide when I'm saying advice is because I believe that beyond what the initiator would have presented to us as the committee, we are also free to one engage as we are doing with his advice and two. Either take what he has presented to us wholly or pick up some of the aspects, or we may hence then I will get in as much as one as I said that one appreciates. Like, for instance, of the many options, and you know, there is this one that there should be an audit for this affected MPs to make public apologies to the president and the people of South Africa. That is one part. And then I am now taking something which was not a part of the options. And that we introduce an option of a fine which is not exceeding the equivalent of 1 month's salary. And allowances to each member on the side, but the virtue of the
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Honorable President. Honorable Deputy Speaker. Honorable Chair, thank you very much. Speaking, you are chairing. I'm sorry because Honorable Lotrick was first, but I get an engineer identified me. Thank you very much, Honorable Hassan. I want to agree with my colleague. Honorable Chair, you cannot choose to participate in a meeting, then sitting outside, you send a letter dictating to the very person that we're supposed to be part of to say this and this shouldn't happen. The people who are sitting in this particular meeting have their own minds. They have their own advisors, parliamentary legal advisors, and also we have the opposition who's always assisting us. So it cannot be fair to us to say that we shouldn't find anyone guilty or we shouldn't do this, we must do this this way. No, that is not how it's supposed to be done. They elected to leave the meeting. They elected to also inform their legal rights to leave the meeting. So we have passed that stage now. As a committee, we deliberated on the matters, and here we are now. Ours is to discuss the sanctions, and the sanctions as proposed by my colleague. I think that is what we should focus on. An apology to the President of the Republic, to Parliament, and to the South African citizens. That will be the effective sanction, and also a one-month salary, Doc. That, I think, will be a better sanction for these the honourable members did. I think I'll stop there for now, Honourable Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Sorry, Doctor. The stage is yours.
Thank you, Chairperson. We have now found these members guilty, and we have also come to the conclusion that there are serious aggravating factors. The behaviour was egregious, and I would therefore, when we look at the sanctions, and I must also add that I've been a member of this committee since 2014, and have gone through many iterations of what we have been doing now. And I have to be honest that just giving them a fine has not really had the desired effect. So, Chairperson, I would propose that given the type of behaviour that we witnesses in February, that we combine the initiator's proposed sanction, namely the apologies, with the one made by Honourable Mlindzena, in other words, the fine, but I would strongly argue that we also impose a sanction or a suspension on those members for a period of a month. And given the time we are in now, it is the end, this still has to go to the MA for a final approval, that we make the whole suspension for the month of February. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Richard. Dr. Baba.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, maybe I must commend the committee so far for a disciplined focus that there has to be order in the House and everywhere in the country. Chair, I rise to second what Honorable Nezama had said and Honorable Doris Abudeke, but Chair, also to add content to this, to say what we are proposing is that a public apology must also be done in the House, so that at least it is done to all of us and present and also the people of South Africa see. I'm not saying the Zoom platform is not a deal, but I'm proposing it be done in the house, the public apology. Chair, I think the initiative I didn't put it, but we could arrive at a conclusion and offer a proposal for a sanction which we are combining and which we may be proposing as we are doing now. I think there are two suffices for now. So, Chair, I think I would like to end up there to propose to support Honorable Mensa and I and Honorable Zakute. I think for Honorable Republic, this, we are proceeding with the sanctions. Perhaps we could keep it at that for now. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable President.
Thank you very much, Chair, and greetings to your council. Chair, I will talk with the other honorable members in saying we'll continue with the sanctions as agreed yesterday. This is our day three of the hearings, and six affected members were aware of the processes and they chose another route. So for us, we are continuing, and in adding on what the honorable honorable has said in terms of the two sanctions, which is section 12, 5, F, and G, we are also, which is 12, section 12, 5, C, which speaks to the apology to Parliament or the House of any other person, which is the Speaker, the President, and the entire public, and the suspension of the member, a fine not exceeding the equivalent of 1 month's salary, which is section, which is in section 12, 5, F of the Powers and Privileges Act. I propose also to include a sanction on section 12, 5, B, which is 8 months. Chair, that is my proposal to the committee.
Thank you, Honorable President. Do we?
Ms. Van der Laan, his hand is up.
Honorable Chief.
The chair has just lost connection. Can we just wait for it to try again?
Thank you.
If there are no any other hands, I would like us to just break for tea for 10 minutes and then we'll be back.
So, Chair.
Because I'm getting ready.
So, Chair. We have Dr. Klappe's hand is up. She has spoken.
I can't hear you,
Dr. Klappe's hand is up, Chair, and she has not spoken.
Okay, let me see. Oh, Dr. Klappe. Dr. Klappe, the stage is yours, baby.
No, thank you, Chairperson, and greetings to the members. Chair, just stay support to what the Honourable Member has indicated in terms of proceeding. Not in this letter and proceeding that we mustn't get engaged on that. But also, Chair, I am happy with the assumptions contemplated by, stated by Honourable Members and Honourable Dakude, because as individual members of Parliament, we have that responsibility individually for our conduct. And this letter, Chair, has to serve as a deterrent even for other members. Hence, I would agree also with what Honourable Clara said, that the members should do this apology in the House so that they take responsibility of their actions individually in the House, apologize to all the stakeholders that has been indicated on the sanctions. From the same chairs, and when we do this, it must also serve as a deterrent that such behaviors are unacceptable. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Dr. Klappe. And can we break for 15 minutes and then we'll be back? I want to change the position. I'm outside. 15 minutes will assist us with the calculating.
Recording stopped.
Saying the sound is changed.